This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, July 10th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. More salmon listings coming. Del Monte bankruptcy. Agave rush and Senate Appropriations Committee considers ag. Three salmon species could get ESA protections. A federal court has ordered NOAA Fisheries to decide within the next year whether three populations of Pacific Coast Chinook salmon merit Endangered Species Act protections. The listings could reshape water management for key Northern California rivers. The settlement sets a November 2025 deadline for NOAA to rule on spring run Chinook populations on the Oregon coast in the Southern Oregon, Northern California coastal region. A decision on Washington coast spring run Chinook is due by 2026. Conservation groups petitioned for the listings after years of steep salmon declines, allegedly driven by habitat loss, dams, and water diversions. They targeted Northern California's Elk and Klamath Rivers watersheds, where agriculture relies heavily on stream and groundwater flows. ESA protections could restrict when and how much water is diverted for farming during key salmon migration and spawning seasons. Noah Greenwald, endangered species coordinator at the Center for Biological Diversity, charged that, quote, many rivers in Northern California have been overdrawn for decades, pushing spring run Chinook closer to extinction. Farmers and irrigation districts are bracing for increased regulatory pressure if the fish listed. ESA rules often mandate minimum in-stream flows and habitat restoration. The outcome could further complicate water allocations in already strained basins critical to both wildlife and food production. Agave rush underway. UC Agriculture and Natural Resources report California's experiencing an agave rush as growers turn to this drought-tolerant crop and climate pressures. Acreage surged from just 50 acres before 2023 to more than 200 currently. At a field day last month in San Diego County, UC experts shared sustainable practices, including cultural insights, bat guano compost tea, and wildlife-friendly cultivation techniques. Senate appropriators start debate on funding bills. The Senate will start moving its fiscal 26 spending bills, including the agriculture bill that funds USDA and FDA. The bill won't attempt to move the Food for Peace to the USDA as originally proposed in the House. But you might expect report language calling for an evaluation to determine the best home for the program once housed at USAID. Ag Appropriations Subcommittee Chair John Hovind of North Dakota said panel members attempted to follow the House version of the bill, but there were changes to make it more bipartisan. The original House version included a provision moving Food for Peace to the Agriculture Department. This was later removed through a manager's amendment. Hovind said there was no agreement in his subcommittee on how to handle the program. He told reporters yesterday he's worked closely with the ranking member, Gene Shaheen of New Hampshire, to ensure the bill is not derailed, but he did say there are 4 to 5 items that could hit some bumps. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA pushes back to basics approach at FAO, touts Codex. A USDA delegation has returned from the 44th session of the Conference of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, touting the benefits of the organization's work on international standard setting. but it's pushing for a pared-back approach. The U.S. sees FAO at a crossroads. Deputy Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs Michelle Beckering said during a session in Rome that, according to a USDA statement, one path is business as usual. More mandates, more meetings, more process, slow progress. The other path brings us back to basics and results, focusing on FAO's core mission, making a real and sustainable difference on the ground. The statement also describes meetings between officials in which USDA underscored the importance of Codex Alimentarius to supporting American agriculture and fostering trade. Why it matters? Well, the future of U.S. engagement with a raft of intergovernmental organizations, including the FAO, still in limbo. A February 4 executive order directed the State Department to review U.S. membership of all groups and provide recommendations to the president on possible withdrawal by August 3rd. No Senate timeline for Farm Bill 2.0. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas said he is committed to passing a skinny farm bill by the end of the year, but he doesn't necessarily have the same fall deadline as his House counterpart. On Tuesday, House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson told reporters he's eyeing September to move on a farm bill with provisions that were not included in the GOP One Big Beautiful Bill. Bozeman said the committee will survey members on both sides of the aisle, determine what's left for the bill, and start to put that together. But there is no timeline yet. Bozeman said, quote, it's a little different in the Senate. What they can do in 2 hours will take us a week to do. NOAA administrator pick vows Weather Service staffing will be a top priority. President Donald Trump's pick for administrator of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration told senators yesterday he supports proposed research budget cuts at the agency and will focus on ensuring National Weather Service offices are staffed. Neil Jacobs said, quote, it's really important for the people to be there because they have relationships with the people in the community. Jacobs, a former Commerce Department Undersecretary for Oceans and Atmosphere of the NWS offices. He went on to say that if confirmed, he'd focus on consolidating the data, not consolidating the people. The Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee held a hearing. Here's today's final word. My colleagues, quote, might be talking about it. I'm trying to get over the last one. That's Senate Ag Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas on prospects for a second budget reconciliation bill. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, July 10th. It's brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chop Daly.